And hello everyone again for joining today's meeting. Okay, so today I'm pleased to share and discuss with you on one topic, how to design your program and write a mini framework. So, you know, as before we get started, so please keep in mind that this sharing and resources is for absolute beginners. So, and also it's mostly suitable for small and medium organizations. You know, for a very light organization or something, they may have a more complex framework or different step or something. And the resource I'm sharing with you today is from Tool for Development. So it is a free resources for NGO and international development, which you can learn a great skill from them. And get started. And also today it's just a quick guide, you know, due to time limit. So we only have 30 minutes for me. So it's just quick. So, but don't worry, I'm going to share with you at the end of the slide, more resources you can learn and practice more. And here, I think it's good for you to ask any question because we have many great people here to discuss. Okay. So why it is important to learn how to design your program or write M&E framework in the right way? You know, I think it is important. Okay, so now it's coming. Okay. So at first, it's good for decision making. Like Bill said, before we design a new program, we need to do a right step. When we follow the step, I mean, it's good for our decision making, which program or which project that we decide to run, you know. So it can be a good project when we follow the step. And when we have the good project, good framework or something, it leads to the effectiveness and efficiencies for our work, and also lead to success and positive change. And also, you know, it's good for proposal writing, like Tammy, like many like people who write a proposal. You know, when we have this document or this kind of thing, it's easy for them to write because they have the information. And also the log frame or the M&E framework is the donor requirement as well. So it's good. This is the important of learning. And also like the project manager, when they know this step or something, I think maybe they find something useful to improve their current work as well. But now I know that all of you, most of you, we have the program already, but why we learn how to design a new program? But let's imagine again, when we want to design a new program, maybe you want to design a new program add to your current program. Or maybe you have missed some point or you want to improve something. So let's get started how to design a new program. So the first step one is in order to design a new program, we need to find out what is the problem is now. So the first step is to understand what problem it is that you want to solve. No. So in order to know what is the problem, we need to do the need assessment. So a need assessment we can do through conducting survey, interviews, focus group, and a meeting with beneficiaries or stakeholders. Okay. So when we find out what is the problem, what is the need of the communities, and then it's good to do the problem tree analysis. Okay, so I'm going to show you the next slide. And also, you also should find out the problem is to look at the SDGs. The SDG is the Sustainable Development Goal, which is the world or the UN that they developed together. So also you can check the SDG Cambodia. What is Cambodia problem they're trying to solve? So also you can find out what problem on there as well when you design a new program. So this is the example of the problem tree analysis, which is it looks like the tree, meaning that you see the core problem. Teenagers, for example, that teenagers don't finish school is the core problem that you find out. You find out that teenagers don't finish school is the core problem. And how you do that is you ask the question. The easy question is why. You ask about the root cause of the core problem is why teenagers don't finish school. So this is, you got the answer is like parents don't encourage them is one of the root cause. And also school is not interesting. It's why teenagers don't finish school. School is not interesting. They need to find employment to support families. And you need to keep asking why. Okay, why again, like why parents don't encourage them? Because parents don't think school is important. Parent is too busy to discipline. So this is how we find the root cause of the problem, which is the root of the tree. Okay. And you ask why until you have no answer. You think that, oh, there's no answer. Okay. So this is how to find the root cause of the core problem that you try. And then the one more is you try to find the effect, which is the branch of the tree. So with the effect, you ask the question, what happened? Like, what happened? Teenager don't finish school. What happened if teenager don't finish school? You mean that they're difficult to finding a job? And what happened if they don't difficult to find a job? They have low future income. So this is how you do the, you know, problem tree analysis. And you can learn more on the website or something, but here it's just a quick review. So how to find out what the problem is, you do the problem tree analysis, okay? So step two on how to design a new program is you need to find out who the stakeholders are. So we can call stakeholder mapping or stakeholder analysis. So this is one of the tools that you can use to find out the stakeholder. So you start by brainstorming all the stakeholders who might be related to your project or program. Like this includes government, beneficiaries, or other NGO, and also even key individuals in the target communities. So when you have find out the stakeholder, the next step is you have the meeting with each of the stakeholders, may either together or separately, okay? And by the end of the meeting, you need to answer the following question. You see the question, like what are the key problems they are facing? What motivate them? What are they interested in? You know, how could they contribute to solving the problem? And how can we best interact with them? So this is the goal of your meeting, okay? This is step two. And step three, if you think about what resources and skill you have available. So when we talk about resources, I mean, to consider what your own organization and team are capable of doing. Okay. So what resources do you have available? Resources, it's about your staff, the people, and also money, how much money you have to run a project, and also the materials related to run the project. So you look at the people, look at the money and your material or something to run a project. And what skill? So do you have a skill to run that project? You know, your staff are skilled on that or not? So you check that. And one of the tools that they usually use to find out the resource, the capacity is the SWOT analysis. I mean, we use strength, you know, S is strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. So you can use that to analyze the resource and skill for your organization. Okay. Get stuck again. Sorry. Okay, so step four, research. You need to research which interventions are effective. So when you design a new program, it's good. You know, it's good. This step is you learn, you know, you have to research from the other interventions. You learn from other NGOs, you know, learn from their results and lesson learned. Like our CLLC group, it's good that we meet monthly to discuss the best practices or the lesson learned. That's good to share to each other, so we can know what is effective, what is not, you know, not working or something. So, and also there are several websites and database where you can find the results of the previous program. So you can click on the link later, and then you will see some website that you can find out what intervention or program is the previous program that is effective and not effective. So you can check that. And also, again, the SDG is good to check when you do what kind of indicator or, you know, what they want that is good or it's effective that they're doing. And also check their report as well. It's good to do a research. Yeah. And step six for program design is you choose your goal and how to measure it. So this is a step that you decide what the goal of your program should be. And you could have just one goal, or you could have one goal plus several sub-objectives or outcomes. So in here, you remember the problem tree analysis, right? So you reverse the statement in the problem tree to the solution tree, from a negative statement and to positive ones. For example, like, yeah, and this step, you also need to identify success measure and how you will measure it as well. And for example, the problem tree analysis here, this is the problem, right? The core problem is teenagers don't finish school. So this is the problem. And the root cause is parents don't encourage them. School is not interesting. So what how you do it is to reverse it to solution tree, is to positive statement. So if teenager don't finish school, you do it, you reverse it, or you convert it to teenager finish school. Okay. And parent don't encourage them, is parent encourage them. And do the same with the effects. You know, it's like difficult to find job, it's easy to find job. Just reverse it, just change word from negative to positive. So this is how you convert it to choose the goal. So your goal is the core problem. You know, the core problem is your goal, and the root cause, you know, the root cause is the objective, or we can say the outcomes. It can be your outcomes or objectives. And the effect is the long-term impact. So this is how we convert it to the statement, positive statement. Okay. So get stuck. I don't know what's wrong. Sorry. Okay, now we're coming. So step eight. You have to identify which activities are likely to lead to the goals. So when you have the goal and also some outcomes, objectives, you need to identify which activity so going to lead to the goal. And at this point, you should have a close look at the activities and results from previous programs run by other organizations. You know, sometimes that activities, they already done it, and it's not working well, you know, it's not working. So it's good to look at that activities that the other organization already done, and is it working or it's not working? If we do it again, I think the result is the same, and we waste money, we waste our time, we waste resources or something. So it's good to check first. And also, like, for each activity, you normally need to identify the activity itself. You can say sub-activity because they are main activity, and then there are small activity on it. And at this stage, it's also you need to for the output. Because when we have the activity, we need to also have the output as well. Okay. So this is the step in. Step nine is the final step. So you create the documentation. So there are, there are three key documents that you should create for your project. You know, it's good to have this document. So first document is the logical framework, or we call log frame. So this framework is describe how the program activity will lead to the immediate outputs and how this will lead to the objectives or outcome and goal. Okay, so going to see next slide. But and one more document is the monitoring and evaluation framework, which is the this describe the indicators that are used to measure whether the program is a success. And another document is work plan. This shows all the activities involved in the program, who is responsible for each activity, and when the activities will be completed. So this key document is good for our project that you should develop it, you should create it. So this is the example of the log frame. Maybe some of you have seen this. The log frame is a summary, you know, summary of our project. Some donor, they don't read the other something, they just read this, so they understand what you are doing and what outcome, what, you know, what goals you want to achieve and what activity you are doing to achieve the outcome or something. So this is a summary document, which consists of a project summary. The project summary, you know, it show the level. It show the level of our project, which is the goal, the goal level, the outcome level, the output level, and activity levels. You know? And the indicator, you know, the indicator is something that is you think that is achieved. Like it can be in percentage, it can be in number or something. You know? And mean of verifications, it's something that you is a tool that you use to measure the indicator. It's a tool that you use to measure the indicator. And reason assumption is something that you think it is true, it will affect to your project. So you think about, you know, the threat or the opportunity, or, you know, the threat or something that is affect to your project. And we don't have time to talk more about this. Just give you one example about the log frame. Usually, like we do the log frame, you usually do from the bottom. You see the arrow, like, I put like this. So we do it from the bottom. It's easy to think, because mostly when we want to do a project, we ask question, what can we do to change our community? What can we do to change our community? So this question, mostly when we answer, it is the activity. It's not the output, it's not the outcome. I can say, I want to run a computer program, you know, for our community. So this is the activity. So firstly, we think from the activity. So when we know the activity, you know, it's easy to think about the output, and then it's easy to think about the outcome and also about the goal. But when you think from the goal, you think from the top to bottom, it's difficult to think down something. So for example, activity one here is run five reading summer camp, each with 100 grade 5 or 6 students who have low reading proficiency. This is the activity they want to do. And then the output is the output one. They said 500 grade 5 and 6 students with low reading proficiency complete a reading summer camp. Okay. And then this output lead to the outcome that improve reading proficiency among children in grade 5, 6 by 20% within 3 years. So this is the outcome they want to achieve. And then the goal is 10% increase in the number of grade 5, 6 primary school students continue on to high school within 3 years. Okay, so this is how we do it, is from activity to output and outcomes and goals. And this show a summary of our projects. This is called log frame. So I think you can ask questions if you don't understand, or you can learn more because we don't have time to go into detail. Next slide. One of difficult thing that we do on the log frame is the risk and assumptions. Because also when I do the log frame, it's also difficult as well. But when I find this method, this guideline, it's easy for us to think about it. So when you do the risk and assumption on the log frame, they tell us to follow the guideline. Like we say, if we run 5 summer reading camps, each with capacity for 100 grade 5 and 6 students, and parents, mean something that we believe it is true, you know, and parents of children with low reading proficiency are willing to send them to the camp, then we achieve the output, you know, then 500 grade 5 and 6 students with low reading proficiency complete a reading summer camp. So this is how we do the recent assumption. It's easy for us to do it. And we do the same with the output to the outcome. You can say, if 500 grade 5, 6 students with low reading for proficiency complete a reading summer camp, and children apply what they learn in the summer camp at school, then we achieve the outcome is improve reading proficiency among children in grade 5 to 6 by 20% within 3 years, and do the same with the outcome to the goal. So we keep continue asking if and then. So this is the, you know, the guideline they tell us to do the recent assumption. It's easy. Okay, so now we finished how to design a new program. But here's that I want to talk more is about how to write M&E framework. It's also one of the document, key of the document on our project, for our project as well. So before we get started, so we need to know what is M&E framework. So the M&E framework, it is a table that describes that things will measure to decide if the program is successful. Okay, because when we run a project, we need to know, we need to decide, you know, we have to measure the result as well. If we don't measure the result, you know, we don't know what is something that we decide if the program is successful or not. So M&E framework is very important for us to keep monitor our project and also evaluate our project. Okay, and M&E framework is one section in the M&E plan. And for, you know, and for small program, we only need the framework. You know, the M&E plan is different from M&E framework. It is the whole document. The M&E plan is the whole document that mostly used by the big organization, or, you know, the large organization that they use the M&E plan. And in order to make the M&E framework, you need to have the log frame. Like I showed you earlier, it's the log frame, the logical framework, because it linked together. Okay, so this is the template or the example of the M&E framework, you know. And remember that this is not, you know, only one format. There are different formats. Some, they, when you find on Google or you do more research, you, or you make your own, you know, your own framework, it's different to this. But I think it's not so far different. It's just the format is kept the same because they have the information similar to this one. So this is the framework template. So they have the indicator. Indicator is the main thing. Okay, that we need to do the other thing. So why, you know, when we say M&E framework or monitoring and evaluation framework, well, we call M&E or monitoring and evaluation because because we evaluate, you know, when we do it, we monitoring the, we monitor the activity and outputs, you know? So the activity and output is what we need to monitor. We need to check it. We need to monitor it frequently, you know? And we evaluate, they evaluate the goals and outcomes, okay? So that's why we call monitoring and evaluation, okay? So step two on the M&E framework is you have to choose your indicator, okay? So the indicator is something that you will measure to decide if the program is successful, okay? I think maybe you understand, I already talked earlier. So example, like the average reading test score, okay? This is something that if you run English class, so the student who passed the average reading score is as good as something. And percentage or how with access to clean water, you know, it can be number, it can be percentage. This is the indicator, okay? So on the column, you see that we're going to talk about the indicator on the yellow highlight. So choosing indicator, you have to lock the log frame. You check the log frame. On the log frame, you have goal, outcome, output, and activity. So you take from there and decide what indicator you want, you think that is success. So for example, like the goal is increase the graduation rate for grade 6 students. So in order to know that it is success, we need to choose a percentage of grade 6 students who continue on to grade 7. So this is the percentage of grade 6 students continue is the indicator that you use to measure the success of the goal. And the indicator that you use to measure the outcome, improve reading proficiency among children in grade 6, is the average national reading test score among children in grade 6. Okay, this is the average national reading test score. This is the indicator. And the output is 300 grade 6 students with low reading proficiency complete a reading summer camp. Is the success is the indicator is number of grade 6 students who complete a summer reading camp. Okay, so and also as the activity is run 3 reading summer camp. So number of summer reading camp is the indicator. Okay, so the indicator you choose is can be percentage, number, or you know, qualitative or something like something, a story of the participant can be also as well. And in order to choose the indicator, you need to need to be specific or relate to the goal and outcome. It's, you know, you need to check the goal and outcome, and then it link together. It's not different from the goal and outcome. Okay. Okay. So when you have you put on the indicator columns, you see on the yellow. Okay, and step three on right M&E framework is you define each indicator. So you have to define is how you calculate it, okay? So why is it important? I mean, so that you can calculate them the same way every time, you know? Example, like the indicator is number of parents of children in grade 6 who have the children read at home in the last week. So we need to make sure it is specific, you know? Like, does this mean the number who have at least once or every day in the week? What if they only have for 5 minutes or both parents have or only one? This is we need to be as specific as possible in, you know, to define the indicator. Okay, so this is the column that we need to discuss. So this is the indicator, you see the indicator. So you need to define each indicator. So the first indicator you said percentage of grade 6 student continuing on to grade 7. So you have to give a definition how you calculate it, how you define it. Like, it's a number of students who start the first day of grade 7 divided by the total number of grade 6 students in the previous year multiplied by 100. Okay, this is how you give the definition. So when you have all of these definitions of the indicator, meaning that you can calculate, you can calculate or you can do it the same way every time. You know, it's not doing different way. So that's why they need you need to identify or you need to define the indicator. Okay. So when you define it, you put on the column of on the definition. Okay. Okay, so now step 4 is you identify the data source, frequency, responsibility, and reporting. Okay. So what is the data source? The data source is where you will find the data to make sure the indicator or you know, the data source can be the existing source that they already created, they already have it. So you just do a research and find it. Maybe the in the government source or, you know, from other organizations or something. And the source that something that you create by your own organizations, you know. And they recommend that you should look at the standard data, you know, mean the data that is they already have it's the, you know, the standard one that they use because it's good. But sometimes we cannot find it, so we need to create ourselves. Okay, the data source here, we can say the mean of verification as well on the log frame. You know, on the log frame, you say mean of verification, but the data source here is also the same here. So you can just take from the mean of verification on the log frame to put on here on the M&E framework. Okay. And frequency, it's how often will it be measured? You need to think how often you will measure the activity, the output, or the outcome of the goals. Okay. For example, the indicator is percentage of grade 6 students continuing on to grade 7. We will measure, this is the goal. So they will measure annually. But for the number of parents or children in grade 6 who have their children read at home in the last week, is they measure it, quarterly, every 3 months. And you know, one thing here you need to consider is our project or the outcomes, the goal or something, you should not measure or you monitor it at the end of the project. You should measure it frequently. Like you have the quarterly, you have a midterm evaluation or something. You know, when you do a midterm or evaluation, when you have problem with our projects or something, we can improve it, we can change it. But if you evaluate at the end of the projects, you know, we cannot change it. So this is, they recommend that you need to have frequently measure the result of the project. And responsibilities, who will measure it, and you know, so you need to know that who will measure the activity. They recommend that the activity and output indicator are often measured by program staff, I mean the staff who run the programs. But for the outcome and goal indicator are often measured by evaluation consultant, you know, because this is, if the program staff evaluate outcome, the goal, you know, it can be the conflicts of interest because they just want to be good sometimes. And also when they do a survey or when they ask questions to the beneficiaries don't want to say something bad about, you know, about the result of the program because they are afraid of that people. But if the other person who the beneficiary don't know, they can say anything and it avoids the conflict of interest as well. So it's good that not the same person who run the activity and the output or how run the activities or the program stuff should not do the evaluation, you know, the outcome and goal. Should be other person who do it. Okay. And reporting. So the last, one more column is reporting. Where will the result be reported? So maybe you report an annual program report, quarterly teacher report, and annual program report. So this is the column. So when you have identified it, so you put on the columns. So there are two more columns in between. So step five is measuring the baseline and setting the targets. So this is a yellow highlight that we're going to talk about. Okay, what is the baseline and targets? So baseline, it is the current value, you know, before the program starts. And the target is what you hope to achieve by the time the end the program ends. So for the baseline, you know, when we start a project, we need to do a baseline survey. We call baseline survey with the beneficiaries to see about our outcomes or something that we set, the indicator that we set, we need to do the baseline survey. Okay. But sometimes baseline can be zero because we cannot do the survey or we don't know the number. So we can put zero on it. And then the target is you set. For example, like here is average score, is the baseline survey. You put the number is 47 and they want to achieve to 57 is their target. It's 10% increase, okay? So this is something they hope to achieve, to reach. And when you have, you put all the columns. So this is how we create the M&E framework. I know that I go quickly, but if you have any question, please feel free to ask me. And we have the group here to discuss if I cannot answer your question. And I have the homework for you, for some of you who want to learn more about how to design a new program and want to practice or want to develop if you don't have, especially the log frame or the M&E framework or the work plan. If you don't have one, you should create for your projects, okay? So you can learn more at here that I put all the links here. So you can click it and learn it more. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach me. I'm happy to share with you more, okay? So thank you so much. So it's time for question and answer.